Hi, my name is Liz.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast.
Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast, in which we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff in English.
So far, we've talked about how we got our English names, TV series that make us binge watch, our guilty pleasures, and pet peeves.
If you missed any of these previous episodes, you can go check them on our podcast or YouTube channel.
So for this week's episode, we're going to talk about zodiac signs, which I think is a topic that a lot of people are interested in. Do you believe in zodiac signs?
Well, yes and no, because the descriptions are usually pretty vague. Yeah. And I feel like they are pretty easy to relate on every aspect.
Right? Yeah, I think I'm kind of in the middle as well and leaning more on the skeptical side. Mm-hmm. I think there are two major aspects when people talk about zodiac signs. One is like daily horoscopes, like will you make a lot of money?
Like for 2020?
Yeah, or will you get a boyfriend or girlfriend this month? So I think for me, those are bullshit.
Yeah.
But the other one is personality, which I tend to believe in more.
If you could only use one word to describe each zodiac sign, what would it be? So wait, are we gonna do this episode? Sounds like we really believe in horoscopes.
It's just a general impression.
Okay. So don't judge us, please, internet people. Yeah, so Capricorn.
Stubborn.
Serious. But I actually got a friend who is my previous colleague, and she is a Capricorn, but she's not like any of these descriptions. She is full of fun and super hilarious.
But would you say she is stubborn?
Stubborn when it comes to relationships.
Okay, so she is stubborn in some aspect.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is Aquarius.
I would say lonely.
Definitely weird.
They're not weird.
The people that I met who are Aquarius are mostly weird. So that's my experience with Aquarius. So.
Okay, we can talk about this later.
Okay.
We can move on to Pisces.
Emotional.
Indecisive. Because my sister is a Pisces and that's why she gives me the impression. You know, one moment they want it and the other moment they don't want it.
So she changes her mind very quickly.
Not quickly, just repeat changing their mind. Oh. It's not how fast they change.
So they keep changing.
Yeah, they keep changing.
Oh,
just like annoying.
Okay.
And the next one, Aries.
Impulsive.
Cranky. Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, they get very defensive sometimes.
Yeah, because I think they love themselves so much, and which is a good motto, right?
Yeah, which is good. Self-love is important.
Yeah, but sometimes they get cranky very easily.
Okay. Yeah. Next one is Taurus.
Taurus.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's realistic.
Consistent.
Okay. Consistent. Yeah. That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, they almost finish what they start, and I hope I have more Taurus friends to motivate me along the way.
I would say I think sometimes they don't dream about things that can have, and they just look on the present.
Realistic
side.
Is actually a good thing for me.
That's
isn't it?
True, though.
But here you mean realistic is a good or bad thing?
It depends, because I like to daydream a lot.
Okay.
So for Taurus, they will think that you're wasting time and you're not at the moment or something. Yeah.
Okay, so next one is Gemini.
Smart.
Definitely top 10. you know, they love talking. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't notice everyone else is already being distracted or tired. And they just keep talking, you know what I mean? They love sharing their feelings and thoughts more than being actually listened.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you have a very bad experience
no,
with
don't get
Gemini.
Me wrong. I love Gemini friends so much, but...
You don't think they're good listeners?
Not really.
I would say they're smart because my brother is a Gemini and he is usually the smart kid in the family.
They would be smarter if they could be quiet for a moment.
So watch out, Gemini's out
Gemini,
there.
Gemini, yeah. Next one, Cancer.
Caring.
Passive.
also I mean, a negative word.
I am so critical today. Yeah, I think Cancer is sort of like the person waiting someone or something happen, and then they can respond or take action.
You mean they don't come up with their own opinions?
No, they just like a follower. They are not natural leader, which is mm-hmm. not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you got a leader and you got tons of followers, mm-hmm. then you can accomplish something.
Yeah, yeah, but they are more likely to follow people.
Yeah.
For me, it's caring because I feel like the Cancers that I know are usually really good at taking care of others.
Yeah.
They're like the moms mm-hmm. in the group.
Yeah, they are so warm yeah, and tender.
They like to take care of yeah. you.
And they won't be too aggressive. Mm-hmm. They won't easily get angry.
Mm-hmm.
They won't easily become moody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the middle.
Yeah, just in the middle. So next one's Leo.
Natural leaders.
Assertive.
You know, leaders could be assertive.
Yeah.
It sounds like you don't like Leos.
I mean, most of the time, I don't find Leos are very...
Friendly?
Yeah, exactly. They're not very friendly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like they have such strong opinions and sometimes they won't listen to others.
Okay.
That's my experience.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, got it. So next one, Virgo.
Perfectionist.
Overly critical. It's the same. I think Virgos are usually tend to take small things into a big problem.
Definitely. Next one is
Libra.
I would say social.
Compatible with most people. Yeah.
So we have an
agreement.
Yeah, yeah, agreement. Like
they're friendly and easygoing.
They have a lot of friends. They're mm-hmm. very social
yeah.
and they like to go out and hang out with friends.
Yeah, and being nice to everyone else.
Yeah.
And next one, Scorpio.
Possessive.
Intelligent.
Wow, sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing because I love Scorpio friend. Their mm-hmm. brains are like super fast processing CPUs. And they're really good at telling the true intentions of people or feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel suspicious sometimes. And that's why I am convinced they have to take a long time to trust others.
So when you say they are good at telling the true intentions of people, is that they're really good at telling if someone is lying?
Yes.
I have lied to a Scorpio and they say, you're lying to me.
I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my brother is a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
He is so smart and to tell every subtle intentions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of creepy.
You are a Scorpio, right?
I am a Scorpio, but I would say that sometimes I get a sixth sense.
Yeah, sixth sense.
On someone, but I'm not really sure whether I'm right or wrong. I just have a sense of feeling. Yeah.
So okay. Next one is
Sagittarius.
I don't know why I have few Sagittarius friends, so my brain database is not... it's sort of limited.
Uh-huh.
So they are, in my mind, they're sociable people person.
That's true. I think I don't have a lot of Sagittarius friends as well, but in my mind, they are mostly optimistic and happy, and they tend to look on the bright side of the things, and they're just generally happy people.
Yeah. So what's your zodiac sign? Scorpio, right?
Yeah, Scorpio. Yeah.
What are some of your personality traits that fit the general description of this sign?
I think jealousy is the first thing that people think of when it comes to Scorpio, and I would have to agree, but mm-hmm. I think possessive is more of an accurate word because I tend to get pretty protective and possessive
mm-hmm.
to the ones that I care about, and I sometimes get a little bit jealous when I see my best friend like hanging out with another close friend.
I get that.
Yeah. And another trait that I often read about Scorpios is that we dislike lies and mm-hmm. dishonesty, just like you said.
Yeah.
And that's totally me as well. I hate being lied to, and I will get pretty upset and angry if I find out that someone I care about is lying to me.
Okay, I totally feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm Aquarius, mm-hmm. aka also known as people from another planet. Hashtag aliens. Yeah, some descriptions comes true for me, but they are still too vague. Mm-hmm. For instance, Aquarius have tons of friends and they can make friends everywhere and easily. Mm-hmm. And they treat friends like their families. And on the other hand, they treat their families like normal friends.
Do you think it's true for you?
I think it was true for me when I was in my early 20s. Yeah.
And you mean which part? Like you have tons of friends or you can...
I mean, I've been super picky when it comes to making friends. Mm-hmm. So I end up having few friends because I have my moral code, uh-huh. a very high moral code, my ethical test. Uh-huh. So I will, you know, in my mind, I will give out every friends my ethical test, mm-hmm. and I will
see if they pass the test.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what are some common misconceptions that people have about your sign?
Definitely weird.
I just said weird, sorry.
It's okay. I got lots of them. Doing stuff people don't understand and living on their own planet, mm-hmm. is kind of things that people have a common
misconception.
Stereotypes.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing weird thing because I have a passion on something beyond your knowledge. Not because I'm Aquarius. Come on.
I feel like Aquarius, they don't like to explain what they're doing. Yeah, they just do it.
Yeah, because they are too lazy to explain it. We just do it and prove it.
They
become more realistic in this way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that's a good thing though.
Yeah.
Now that I know. So for me is I've read a lot of articles saying that Scorpios are mysterious.
Yeah.
But I don't really feel that way. Do you feel that
way? No, I don't think of it that way.
I don't think I give people some mysterious vibes, or at least I don't intend to, mm-hmm. do that. Another thing is that people always say that we are grudge holders, or that we tend to seek vengeance. I kind of have to disagree because I don't think I often hold grudges against someone unless he or she did something that really hurts or upsets me a lot. I might be, you know, secretly hoping that the person gets what he or she deserves. Like, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But I don't seek vengeance actively. Like, mm-hmm. I don't take actions to make them suffer.
So you never take any actions to revenge or on someone? In your memory, no.
In my memory, no. I don't try to hurt people back, but I would try to protect myself from them if that person hurt me.
So that got a lot of space to explain to protect yourself.
Yeah,
my brother is Scorpio too, mm-hmm. and he took revenge every time in his teenage. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really terrible. Like,
he took revenge on you?
No, on his classmates.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, very terrible.
The tricks that he pulled on people, or?
No, it's just like, he would just snitch to teachers that, Elise didn't do her homework, and actually I am burning out your textbook.
Oh my god, I feel like your brother is more of a Scorpio than
he is a classic Scorpio.
Yeah.
So is there a particular zodiac sign that you get along better than others?
I would say I get along pretty well with Pisces. I don't, mm-hmm. know why. I had a best friend who was Pisces, and I think just generally I'm more likely to find Pisces nice and friendly.
Do you think you get along with Pisces because you love crying?
Well, that's true though. I like crying as well. So
for me, it's probably
no one,
to be honest. Even though I got many friends around me, mm-hmm. and we can get along, but we still take time to be less incompatible.
Yeah. So still incompatible, yeah. in a way.
Yeah, because I think everyone is incompatible with any others.
So you don't have friends that just click right on the moment?
Not really. We have to work on it. I put more emphasis on the relationship you need to work on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But when you say you got many friends, but you said you're very picky about friends.
It's kind of like a different level.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Level 1 or level 0 is normal friend, and uh-huh. level 2 is a good friend, mm-hmm. and level 3 is intimate friend.
So like if they pass your test, they get to like level up and level up.
Exactly. If you got A++ and you just
level
go
up
to the best friend part.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. That makes sense though, yeah. I think. So is there a particular sign that often pisses you off?
Probably Aries. they are so cranky.
Yeah, I think Aries piss a lot of people. Sorry if you're Aries and you're listening to this podcast. I mean,
I love Aries, but they are so, you know, impulsive. They just can't hold themselves.
Yeah, and they speak their minds right off their chest. So sometimes they don't consider others' feelings.
Yeah, and easily to offend people.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it really depends, because I've read that Scorpios don't get along with Leos. And in reality, there are times when I can't really stand a headstrong and proud Leo. But I also have a best friend who is Leo, which is weird.
Okay. Yeah. Does knowing one's zodiac sign affect how you think of that person?
No, not at all. I think it's kind of silly to just judge people based on their zodiac signs. Like I said, I've read so many articles saying that Scorpios can't get along with Leos, but yet I have a Leo best friend. So I think everyone is different. And if zodiac signs are so accurate, I think there will only be 12 types of people.
Yeah, I feel you. It's fun to know people's zodiac signs and read the descriptions. Mm-hmm. And I will read them if I'm bored. But you just can't take those signs as an excuse. And the thing is, it does affect how we thought when you read them. But we get to choose what we need to believe, doesn't it?
Yeah, we choose the ones that fit the reality.
Yes.
Yeah, so zodiac signs are fun as a conversation starter or a topic for small talk.
Sure.
And it may help you understand yourself even more, but at the end of the day, everyone is just so different. And I think the only way to truly know someone is just to get to know them as individuals.
Yeah, so that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoy this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.
You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, that's www.eisland.com.tw, for more information.
I'm Claire.
I'm Elise, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.